Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good morning, Paul Andrigo here. Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered is the series. realestatepodcastshow.com is the channel. It's where you guys get all the inside scoop on what's going on in Toronto, in the GTA, and in real estate matters internationally as well. So I try to cover a little bit of everything, but mostly it's, of course, Toronto and GTA. And I've got some big news to share with you guys today. So obviously, the last few months has been probably nothing close to record-breaking or anywhere close to capacity for what's been going on in real estate. It's been, in some cases, going back to April, it was one of the slowest months in a long time, and sales were down. July stats are just out today. July was a record-breaking month for Toronto real estate. There was 11,081 homes that changed hands. 11,081 homes that changed hands. Most of the time, and again, this is just looking at, you know, other stats, and of course, just looking at what transpires sort of on a regular monthly basis. And I just posted this a few days ago, so it shouldn't be new. January, for example, 4,550. March, 7,900. April, 2,900. June, 8,700. So it's gone up, obviously, since April. It's doubled every month. 2, 4, 8, and this month, 11,000 sold stories in the Toronto area. So it's fair to say that things have, again, sort of gotten back on track for a lot of reasons. Now, obviously, these are general stats, as well as average home prices are now up 16.9% from a year ago. They're up to 943,710. So almost a million. Low rise, obviously, are the are leading the trend, with overall prices jumping the most in Durham region, celebrating solds there last month, Orangeville, and South Simcoe County. Now, the best part about dealing with me is that instead of worrying about who you're going to choose and who you're going to have, who you're going to give the ability and the privilege of marketing your property, you don't have to think about that anymore. realestatepodcastshow.com is where you want your property featured. Wherever your property is across Canada, even in the States, anywhere that you have a property in the world, I can market it here. I can make sure that it gets heard about, the story gets told, and that you understand what so many of my clients have understood over the last 20 years. Value must exceed cost. This is something you don't hear from very many realtors, and there's a reason for it, because they don't think about it the same way I do. No one, I don't think anyone does. Creating the value for your property, whether it's your condo, whether it's your house on the Danforth, whether it's a mansion in Forest Hill or Rosedale, I don't care where it is. If there's no value, if there's no story being told, then there's a whole different problem that's going to happen as a result of that. So you don't want to be in that position where you're not being able to make sure that your property is in the best possible positioning for when it does hit the market. So you want that story being told by the right people, by the right person. In fact, I want you choosing your storyteller, your sole storyteller, even before you choose your realtor. And that's, I think, the big difference with me. So obviously, the bulk of the sales was detached homes, over 5,000 of those. And the next segment up from there was condos and lofts, and there was 2,400 of those sold. So if you own any of those kind of properties, if you're thinking about finding out where your property value sits, simply click on the link here in the anchor.fm/Toronto Real Estate. If you're listening to this from here, you'll see the link here. If you want to go to my Twitter account, it's there as well, twitter.com/realtypodcast or instagram.com/realestatepodcastshow. Either one, you'll be able to get the link there where you can get your home value and figure out where you're sitting now and decide what you're going to do next. So once again, cheers to all of you who've sold a property in July, and I'm definitely making sure that all the ones that I've helped are celebrating with some good champagne, and sometimes if we can, set it up, a nice meal somewhere, so the whole thing, if possible, but mostly I want to make sure that your experience is as good as it possibly can be, and with me, wherever your property is being sold, I'll make sure that I work directly with the top realtor in that area, which is all part of how the referral program works. If it's outside of Toronto GTA, and if it's within the area, then it's going to be all me, and you will have 100% plus of every effort that I will put in to make sure your property gets the marketing and the exposure it deserves.